From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is Oklahoman Unfolded. On Wednesday, all three Oklahoma County Commissioners voted to create a jail trust for the Oklahoma County Jail, despite opposition from the county sheriff who currently oversees that jail. The creation of a trust could lead to the hiring of a private firm to operate the jail, which has been handed civil rights violations, come under disrepair, and had numerous other issues. Kayla Branch spent much of Wednesday at the commissioner's meeting. And Kayla, first off, what exactly did the commissioners do in voting for a trust?
Yeah, so there was a lot of discussion. They took some public comments before actually making their decision. And they spent a lot of time talking about the impact of the trust and that the hope is it will be better at fiscally managing the jail as well as providing better care for inmates and better working conditions for the employees. So that's kind of the main hope. And like you said, the three of them voted unanimously for the trust, and I think that that's kind of what everyone was expecting at this point. So going forward, there are still a lot of questions that are left to be answered. You know, what exactly is going to happen to the county employees who are currently working at the jail?
Yeah.
Are they going to become trust employees? Are they going to be county employees that are subcontracted to the trust? What happens to their pay, their benefits? Not sure at this point exactly. Other questions, you know, like you said, again, is it going to be a private company? Is it going to be the sheriff's department? The commissioner that was appointed to the trust, Commissioner Kevin Calvi, he said that he's actually in favor of the trust managing the jail itself and hiring a jail operator to come in and do that through the trust. So we'll just see.
Yeah. And the county sheriff right now is kind of that operator. And so
right.
Without, you know, knowing what this is going to look like at the end of the day, some reservation from the county sheriff's department, right?
Yeah. I talked to Sheriff P.D. Taylor, and he was disappointed that there are still so many questions. His hope was that the commissioners would take the time to have those questions answered before voting on the trust. But going forward, he said it's just business as usual until they're told otherwise. And there really isn't an expectation for the trust to be up and running as a body until the fall, at least. And so it likely would be even longer than that before they have an idea of who they want to be running the jail officially. So it's just kind of in limbo at the moment.
Yeah. And some of the other criticism I've seen is from those who are worried about the idea of privatizing mm-hmm. the jail. And why would some of those concerns exist from some of those groups?
Yeah. The main issue was that with private companies running anything, people think that they are going to just be after the profit. And in jail, you don't want to just be after the profit, right? We're trying to rehabilitate these people. We've got county employees who are working there. And so it's not really in the best interest of inmates or, you know, the county to have the goals just be set on money.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been the main concern. People are worried about the personnel, about them, you know, having programs cut, mental health programs because they're too expensive, about you know, maintenance of the jail. Sheriff Taylor said that he doesn't think any private company is going to be able to come in and actually make a profit. So he's not sure you know, what will happen there. And an example that was brought up in the meeting was that Tulsa County had previously switched to a jail trust, and they had hired a private company to come in and run that. And I'm not totally sure of all the details, but eventually they got rid of the private company and went back to having their sheriff's department running their county jail.
Yeah. And some people might be familiar with the idea of private prisons, but when mm-hmm. it comes to a jail at the county level, this would be kind of a unique situation. I mean, you mentioned that Tulsa has gone down this road before, but the vast majority of counties mm-hmm. in Oklahoma are not managed by trust or private entities. They're run by the county, right?
Right. Yeah. They're run by the county, and they have their sheriff's department running their jail. But Calvi did mention that there are about six other counties that do what he's vying for, which is having the trust have a jail manager that they've hired and running that jail themselves. So there's a little bit of a precedent for that. But like you said, the majority is having counties running their county jails through the sheriff's department.
And so the action taken today by the commissioners was to take a step forward in creating the trust. They did actually kind of create a trust body, right?
Yeah. So they have appointed the nine members that are going to be trustees, as they're called. And so, like I said, Commissioner Kevin Calvi is the Board of Commissioner representative. He appointed former Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb. There's a former state senator. There are people from the Public Defender's Office. And then there are a couple other just community members that were appointed by Criminal Justice Advisory Council that they recommended, and then they were approved. So they've got the body.
And there's also a budget hearing later in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Anything decided that kind of relates to the creation of this trust?
Yeah, so there was a lot of worry that with the creation of the trust, the Sheriff's Department wouldn't be fully funded and that they would be siphoning off those funds kind of just set aside for the jail trust. But that was not the case. So it was kind of a win for the Sheriff's Department. They requested $30 million to fund the detention center, so the jail, mm-hmm. and they got that fully. So they'll have $30 million in addition to other special revenue to fund the jail. And for now, until they're told otherwise, they'll be using that money. And in the case of the jail trust kind of creating its own system to manage it in-house, or if they're going to have the Sheriff's Department continue to manage it or a private company, that $30 million will be the money that they'll have to do that.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, this has been done because this jail had so many problems.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been the focus of a lot of attention at Oklahoma, and we've done a lot of coverage on this. I mean, there's been various jail deaths. There's been issues with the architecture of it. I mean, mm-hmm. this is a 13-story building where some of the floors are no longer in use. It's just a poorly designed jail. At least that's the opinion from a lot of people. And so, at the end of the day, the commissioners are just trying to kind of improve on what is some considered one of the worst jails in America.
Yeah, that's kind of the hope, right? The jail trust is going to hopefully be kind of a way for more accountability, more transparency. The Sheriff's Department budget is split up into two different areas for the same reason. So they've got a pot of money that goes to law enforcement and then just a pot of money to go to run the jail. And then they're hoping that the jail trust, which will have control of that pot of money, will be even, another layer of transparency, another layer of oversight, and giving people accountability and a lot of voices at the table more than just the Sheriff's Department, but community members, stakeholders, people that can, sit and debate and talk through these issues.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where that goes, because I know you're reporting on this for the Oklahoman, and we'll continue to follow it. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.